Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Tes. Sifei. Yeah, now, and also we're done for Sifei, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, tonight we're going to be, listen, we're going to have a bit of a steer actually. I think it's quite a steer to what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we discussed this important rule of, not the rule of six, no, the rule of, something which is once off. Yeah, we spoke about that, that once off opportunity. We'll have to, yeah, if something is just once off, like the convoys and the boats and the shipments, if you're going to make or lose a lot of money, then you can do that trade. Yeah, we spoke about that. So we're going to see a bit of a contradiction to that. I do want to briefly mention, though, an interesting shaila, which I believe I mentioned, I started mentioning yesterday, but didn't go to in greater detail. The factory, somebody has got, if you've got Yiddish workers employed, if you were to give them 3 days, it's a dover of eight. So say, imagine if you've got a factory, could be any business, but Moshe Shaila was a factory. You've got a factory with Yiddish, if you just let them off those days, it's a dover of eight. You're paying, you say you're 20, 30, 50 workers for not coming in. You cannot assume that, you know, they're not going to take it off as their holidays. You have to, and you pay them all for coming in, that's going to be dover of eight. So are you entitled to, so what's the eight? What are you going to do about it? What do you suggest? Is the halacha in such a case? Is it considered dover of eight? As an employer, it's a dover of eight, and therefore you can force them to come to work. Yeah, that's exactly what Moshe says.
Or you can force them to take as part of their annual leave. That's not more reasonable.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's legal.
Yeah.
It is. So. You can.
As long as it's in their contract, you can say, it's no worse than being places shut between Christmas and New Year. It's no worse than that, is it? That's often put into contract.
Right.
By the way, we're closed between Christmas and New Year, so you're going to have X days on this plus that period.
Right, very good. Okay, so if that's the case, good. So Lamayis Ramoshe doesn't seem to be worried about, he I don't know, Moshe seems to be saying that, if there's such an alternative, then I'm sure that, but Moshe seems to be saying that, no, if it's Dover Obed, you can get them to work. If it's Dover Obed, you can ask them to come to work. And if they want to take it off, then fine, by all means, let them take it off. But as far as you are concerned, as the employer, you can get them to come to work. As the source, Moshe speaks about it, yeah, I'm sure there is. Definitely no different than the Milchazidis that we saw earlier. Yeah, that Adam Choshev should try to avoid any work because of... if he can afford it, and he wants to be, yeah, you should let him... Yeah. There are cholkim on this. Shlom Zalman disagrees. And he says that, no, it doesn't. The Davar of it doesn't go that far. And he has to let him off those days. So he remains a machlokas apoiskim a little bit, machlokas achoinim. Okay. According to Moshe?
No, according to...
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a big company.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure that if the legal situation is as you're suggesting, you can force them into those.
Any company that will employ a lot of Yidden, like is it what's the one is it called IDT? What's that big company? ICT, IDT. There's a big company that employ a lot from Yidden.
Yes. Yeah.
And then they will all be in their will be in their contract.
Right.
Column will be in their contract unless. If it's a company owned by a Yid, and it's got loads of Yiddish employees, the column will have to be in the contract. We can't have got the contract. It has to be.
Right.
If it's not in the contract, then that's when all this would apply. Agreement.
If there's no agreement, then yeah, then you can just then employees in a better position. Then you can just ask them. You can just force them to take those.
If it's not specified in the contract, you can force them.
Yeah.
They don't request it, yeah. Theoretically, yeah.
Okay, see Vav, Rabbi Yisai, bottom of page 20. Metzia also letroach velechapes oleo. If somebody finds, if somebody has a metzia, he finds, or is about to find, a lost item. So the halach is also letroach velechapes oleo. So the example is as follows. You're not allowed to extensively burden yourself and work for this finding this metzia. So the example is as follows. There's a river that just happens to have, in Cholama, it's only there's an overflow of lots of very nice, healthy, good fish. And they just happen to be, whoops, jumping out just into his edge of his garden. Because, you know, you've got this nice stream in the back of your garden, just behind the pool, you know. So there you've got this stream and the fish are just going. So this is a metzia. It's not something that, it's not normally your work. It's not something that you normally toil and work towards. It just happened to be available. That's considered a metzia. Also, litroach v'lechapes oleo. You go, no, sheheitzev dogim al tzfosoi. They're all turning up on the edge of your river, of your stream. Also, le'osvam, I may not gather them together, k'dei l'chofshom, in order to, to pickle them, to keep them, unless they will be edible on Chol HaMoed. So if I plan to, yes, I'm going to eat them, those fish that just came out, I'm going to eat them on Chol HaMoed, you're sure, then you can take them. But if I'm just going to catch them and trap them and keep them and process them, for after Yom Tov, you're not allowed to. This is not a kind of engagement, a business engagement that you'd be allowed to do. Siv Zayin, Amalveh.
If you have one of them, let's say there were 20 fish, and you knew you were going to have one for, you'd take one for Yom Tov. You'd have to do another 19, or is that haram? Is the bulk of them?
Would you be allowed to do more than that one?
I know we've got the kofshon. You're not going to do pickle for Yom Tov.
Pickle.
You don't want to pickle it for Yom Tov.
Why not?
I imagine we're talking about the only way I can picture it. This is the first is Chol HaMoed. You want to keep it fresh without. There was no fridges then, so if you want to keep it for a second day Yom Tov, so you can't just keep it out. It's going to go. So you'd even do that for a couple of days. I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know. I wonder. Any thoughts on that? We're learning that for. I don't know. It's interesting.
Any different from when you're cooking loads of food more than you're going to eat because you might have some guests and you're allowed to cook more than.
Yeah. Maybe it's Arom or the Rabbon, which perhaps will be matter. Strong argument. Yeah. Strong comparison. Yeah. Hamalve Siv Zayin, bottom of the page 20. Hamalve es chaveiroi al chefetz. If somebody, so this is the borrowing, and I'm Hamalve es chaveiroi al chefetz al chayra. So I lend somebody money. I made somebody money. He's giving me a collateral. He's giving me a guarantee. And I'll sign with the condition. If it's not paid back within 8 days, this item is yours. So I'm giving you, I'm giving you £100. Instead of that, you're giving me, that piece of something valuable. So in the condition that the agreement is, if it doesn't pay back within 8 days. Then this item I acquire, it becomes mine. You follow if it's not paid back. After 8 days, Sheikonule will be acquired. Some allow this and some forbid this. This, Mishnebu expensive cotton chavov, second line, Yeshmatim. The ones who allow this is Sheinze Prakmatia. This is no business. Elo halva, it's lending. I'm lending £100. And the acquisition of, in case it doesn't pay back, the acquisition will be after 8 days. So what I'm doing really in Chol HaMoed is lending money. Lending money is permitted. It's not business. Lending is permitted. The Mishnah said, like the stringent opinion, but yeah, but certainly you can be making on that. Okay, see if Ches, Akum Shepor Yisrael Yain B'choivoy. If you've got a goy that, if a goy owes me money, now he's unable to pay back. So instead of that, he's giving me wine. I suppose why wine? I don't know why wine is such a. I don't know. In fact, I would have assumed that wine is, But that's what he can pay back. He's able to give me back some barrels of wine. So, but what he's, so he owes me money. Now he's paying me back in terms of, he can't give me back the money. He's giving me wine instead. Make sense? He doesn't have the money to pay me back. Right. I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know. Let's just see Shulchan Aruch. I hear what you're saying. Akum Shepor Yisrael Yan Bechoyvoy. He wants to pay back his debt by giving wine. Mutale Kablo Meni, I'm allowed to accept it. The Kemat Sil Miod Yidomi. It's an element of business. Why is it business?
Debt collection.
I suppose it's some.
It's the most important part of business.
I suppose, yeah. You're right. Yeah, you want to get your money. It's muta. It's muta. Why is it muta? Because it's kamatzel miyodidomi. It's like saving the money.
At what point in the wine making process? Sorry, this is going on a tangent. But at what point in the wine making process does there have to be?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what Mr. Berlin asked. Well, I don't.
It's only post barreling you need the additional supervision.
You know, I'm embarrassed to say I forgot now what stage exactly. What stage you would be talking about? I forgot. No, not here, no.
No.
I just don't remember. Okay, Sif Tess. Mishto Chliknois Yain Beis Abotzi. Now that's interesting. And here comes an interesting contradiction. Let's see if we can sort this out. Sif Tess. Third line. Mishto Chliknois Yain Beis Abotzi. If somebody needs to buy wine, Beis Abotzi harvesting period. Letzorich, for the purpose, shtias kol hashana, for the purpose of drinking the entire year. The way you're going to buy wine is once a year you're going to buy the barrels, which should suffice for the whole year. Im yavei ramoyet, if the Yom Tov period passes, lo yimtzo k'mo shemoyetze ato, you will not find like he's going to find now. The wine is better quality now, it's a better price. Then, dova ha'oveitu, it's a dova ha'oveit, umuta liknois, I'm allowed to purchase this wine, v'lesake nachovies, and to fix, and sort out, and finish off, and complete the barrels, v'lezafton, and seal the barrels, u'bilvat, provide, sh'leicham v'melachto b'moit, as long as you didn't plan to do this on chol ha'moit, avol yoyz mikidei tzoyreich, but more than what you need through the year, So Rabbi said, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. You want to buy wine for yourself. Let's get this clear. You want to buy wine for yourself. Now, you know, sometimes you'll buy for the whole year. Pesach time is not a good time to buy for the whole year. Because obviously things are much more expensive, yeah. But if you want to buy for the... often things are cheaper about Purim time. Things are... very often very cheap, like meat and stuff. So if you want to buy for the whole year, and it's a cheap, and it's now the wine happens to be very cheap. If you want to buy for the entire year, Shulchan Aruch says, it happens to be Chol HaMoed, you may buy for the whole year, provided that what? That you're not, Shulchan Aruch's word is, as long as you're gauging approximately how much you're going to need for the year, and that's how much you're going to buy. You may not buy for more than what you're going to need. Why is this a contradiction to what we learned previously? Why can you only buy that much? One second, let's ask the different. Why are you allowed to buy, although it's Chol HaMoed, why are you allowed to buy? Because what? I don't understand.
Shiorot?
Yeah. So no. Yeah. Well, why? I mean, that's right. And therefore, it's davar oveid. That's right. Yeah. So that's right. It's davar oveid. It's the price is going to shoot up. So you're allowed to buy them now. How much are you allowed to buy? You're allowed to buy as much as you're going to drink during the year. Now that's a straight out contradiction to what we learned previously. Why? Not this halacha, but something we learned yesterday.
You're only allowed what you need for
the altar. Yeah, as opposed to what?
As opposed to the whole
month
after we discussed what's
month. Yeah, that's right. So that's it. So there we learned what?
You're only allowed it for a limited period as opposed to
Yeah, so, yeah, but that's right. But here's the thing, it was also for a limited period. You can buy it now for the whole year. How much are you allowed to buy for the whole year? Shulchan Aruch says. How much are you allowed to buy? How much you need to what? For whom? That's right. For the family. How much you're going to drink. As opposed to what? You're not allowed to buy. For what? No. For what do you mean for yourself?
To sell.
That's it. You're not allowed to buy for business. Straight out contradiction. Head on collision. Because of here we're learning. You may buy. It's cheaper now. Okay. Gesundheit. Dover of eight. By all means, buy as much as you need for your family, for yourself, for drinking. If you need to buy for the whole year, buy it. But you may not buy for business, it seems. Earlier we learned in CFA, the Yerid, remember the CFA, the Yerid, the convoy, the market day, if it's once off for the whole year, Shulchan Aruch said, it's double of it, you're allowed to buy as much as you are going to, you're allowed to buy. Around the matter for business purpose. So this is contradicting what we're learning now. We need to learn that for personal use, you may buy as much as you need. Earlier we learned, for business as well. It's a stira. It's mamash a stira.
One's for pragmatia, for business.
Personal
consumption is limited, business is unlimited.
No, so it's not limited here. Here we're learning that, since it's Tova of 8, you're allowed to buy as much as you need.
For your personal consumption.
Right, and for business? Are you allowed to or not?
No.
So if something is much cheaper and it's a beautiful business opportunity, can you not buy?
You say you can't buy unlimited.
Here it says you can only buy as much as you need.
No, for business. To buy something to sell.
Yesterday we learned, or today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday we learned, unlimited for your business, dover of it. You're allowed to buy as much as you need. That's what it said. If it's once off opportunity, it's an opportune moment to engage in that business, you can go for it. And today we seem to be learning only for your personal use. Dover of it is only for your personal use. You may not purchase more than you need. Why not? But more than what you need for your drinking, lo yikne, you shouldn't buy. It's mamash akasha this. Any suggestions? Because Mishnah Berurah is very bothered about this, and so is the Bi'alacha, and so all the early Achonim. It's a stira. Any thoughts on this? Yeah, what do you want to say? Yeah, let's hear.
So maybe in the first scenario that you mentioned, your usual business could be buying and selling, buying and selling radios. So if you've got a cheap deal to buy many, many radios at a cheap price, then you are allowed to do that. But over here, where you aren't in the business of buying and selling wine, you just want to buy wine for your own use. So you want to make an extra profit by buying extras and then selling on to other people.
On
so maybe that's what the limitation is on, because that's not what your business is.
Yeah.
You just want to kind of start making.
Why? It's a very interesting thought. I love your idea, but let me just clarify this. I need to have a business card saying that I'm a wine trader. What defines it? If I occasionally, when I have spares, I will sell them on.
It could be whether you're mechavin to actually do it for pragmatia, or whether that's the first case. And the second case of b'dieved, I bought too much for myself.
Is that what you thought of as well?
I didn't hear that. Sorry.
So what? Go ahead again.
Brad, maybe it's what you're saying that in the first case, his initial thought was to buy it for business purposes. He was mechavin to buy it for business purposes throughout, and in the second case, he bought too much and then decided afterwards, only afterwards, he subsequently decided to sell it on the side. Is that how you're distinguishing it?
So I'm not saying that exactly. I'm just saying that in the second scenario, it seems that all you're allowed to do is to buy this barrel of wine. You need one barrel of wine.
But Brad, let me just clarify. Why are you not allowed to sell it on? Why not? If I saw, why? What forbids me from selling it on?
Because you are not making a loss. You're making a profit. It's not your business. It's not your business.
Why is it not my business? From today on, it's going to be my business.
Your business is buying and selling radios. So.
Well, you know how it goes nowadays on Amazon. It's just making a different kind of thing.
So maybe if that's the scenario, then maybe you're right. But in that kind of a situation, I don't think that we're involved in buying and selling so many different
ideas. So you're saying that it depends very much on what niche you kind of engage in business. If you trade in wine, you'd be allowed to buy more. If you don't trade in wine, so you should only buy as much as you really need for the year. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Because you're not making a loss by not buying extra wine.
This is such an amazing, I think it's amazing, so much so, I like your rationale so much so that I'm actually wondering, it makes so much sense, I'm wondering why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. It's brilliant what you're saying. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah is very bothered about this. And he leaves off and he says, you know what, actually I think that Shulchan Aruch earlier should have allowed it over here as well. And he leaves it with a question mark. And I think according to you, it makes it an enormous amount of sense. So I really like it. Sounds like a brilliant svara. Thank you very much. So that would be something. So what do you want to add to that?
No, I was saying the way to distinguish the cases was that one in the case where you're allowed to sell on is where initially you bought too much basically by mistake and I've got all this wine left over from the bar mitzvah or whatever. I'm going to sell it on. Yeah.
Right.
Whereas the second case is I've got to buy all that stuff and. So the only difference is the
machshava. If your machshava is family minded, then you wouldn't be able
to. If you're machshava to do it initially, ab initio, as they say, then you're doing it from pragmatia,
and the whole thing should be up. Right, so I hear that. It's a good
smile as well, yeah. But it just happened to be that you, without any harama, without any preconceived ideas about making a killing.
Yeah, that's good.
You just lumbled with some stuff
after. Yeah. So good. Yeah, it's a good smile as well. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, and let's finish off with Sif Yud for tonight. Lemoiche Tavin or Yorok. People who sell spices or vegetables, for kol davar she'ein miskayim, and any other items which go off very quickly. What is it called again?
Perishables.
So poischin, they're allowed to open their shop. If you sell vegetables, open your shop. Umoichin, and you can allowed to sell kedakim in a regular way, befar hesia, openly and publicly. No worries about it. Don't be no reservations. Don't be embarrassed about it. Don't be shy. Open regularly if you are selling spices or vegetables. Shakol yoidim, everybody knows. Shehem letzoy chamoit. People know that this is for the tzoy chamoit. If you've got a grocery, you know that it's going to be open for. It's going to be open for Yom Tov, for chalamoit. You don't have to do that with anything. If you're selling cars, not so. So, but if you're selling. Spices or vegetables, you'll have to be open regularly. Gentlemen, what we have covered this evening, we learned about a metziah. If something just comes up, you're not allowed to engage in that and be busy with that because leave it for after Yom Tov. But if you plan to eat from Chol HaMoed, then it will be permitted. We also spoke about lending money, and if you want to just collect your debts, collecting debts, as a machloek is about it, on the whole, if you're concerned you're not going to get it, you may claim the debts back, both from a yid or from a goy, in fact. We talked about the wine harvesting, and what Shulchan Aruch says, that if you're not going to engage with it now, you're going to lose a lot of money. You're allowed to buy as much as needed for your family. And we discussed why that for your family. Finally, we learned that people who sell spices or vegetables, you're allowed to have the shop open as the rest of the year without any hesitations. That's what we covered this evening. And wishing you a very good Shabbos. And just like, you know, that we're entering the weeks of Shoivavim, and as just as Khalid Soel left out from, you know, from their difficulties and from their challenges, you know, was afraid of the oil, and they never expect, when they were in the depth of the difficult years of them at the time, they thought there was no hope, there's nothing, we'll never get out of it, it's such a problem, it's so difficult, and these challenges are, they never thought they'd have it. And then, you know, Yeshua Hashem came, found everything got sorted, and so also us, we should go from our challenging challenges, we should move out and go, me afraid of the oil, indeed, Ezra Hashem, we should order a very, very good Shabbos.